You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Larry Haas, one-time communications director to then-Vice President Al Gore. He also served as spokesman for the Clinton Office of Management and Budget. We want to get his thoughts as President Obama, of course, this past week, unveiling a record $3.5 trillion budget blueprint for fiscal year 2010. And some say the total price tag, when all is said and done, could be around $4 trillion. And Larry, thanks so much for being with us.
Nice to be here.
Obviously, folks are looking at an economy in crisis, but they watched as the TARP bill went through. They watched as the stimulus bill went through. But even as this budget gets unveiled, the question's probably coming to mind, just how much spending are we going to have to expect here?
Well, I don't really share the view that somehow there's going to be all sorts of additional spending on top of this. In fact, to President Obama's credit, he was very clear about contingencies that may occur, and he's got some plug numbers in there in case those things come about. He has, in fact, put in a plug number for an additional $250 billion, if it comes to that, for additional relief for the financial industry. So I actually think that he's covered his contingencies pretty well, and people should not expect that next year's budget really would be in excess of the $3.6 trillion that he proposed, at least in any significant way.
Larry, you, of course, as I mentioned earlier, served in the Clinton administration many times on the program. You've talked about the need to avoid deficit spending as much as possible. When you look at a $1.75 trillion deficit projection for at least the next fiscal year, what comes to mind?
Well, that we have been on the wrong path for the last several years. We instituted all sorts of tax breaks that we really could not afford. At the same time, we did not really have any constraint on the spending side, that is, either domestic or defense, and either day-to-day or what are known as entitlements, the big programs like Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. So we've been heading the wrong way, and you don't get into these kind of problems overnight, and you don't get out of them overnight. I think the president's been very clear that we have a short-term economic crisis requiring us to pump a lot more money out from Washington. But he does, even though the early deficit figures look rather frightening, and I share the view that they are, I think he's on the right path in terms of focusing on health care, reforming the health care system, bringing down those costs over the long term, because really anyone who looks at the figures in terms of where we're going will tell you that health care really is the big enchilada. This is the whole ball game, and we're either going to get some control over future health care costs, or we're really going to be in increasingly serious danger with regard to our long-term budget deficits.
What type of health care reform can be instituted that will save money in the long run? Most of what President Obama has talked about in recent years, as well as other Democratic leaders, is a greater government role to ensure that everyone has access, which means more tax dollars being spent in that area. So how in the end does that save us money?
Well, it is definitely an upfront cost, and it explains part of the reason why the budget proposes a deficit of $1.7 trillion. In fact, if we did nothing and you sort of look at the current policy projections, the deficit next year is only $1.5 trillion. So at least it is the case that by investing in health care, the president is increasing spending compared to what it would be if he did nothing. Having said that, you do need to insure everyone to bring down costs over the long term, because frankly, people are getting health care. The problem is that they're not getting, those who are not covered by health insurance are not getting preventive care. So instead of going to the doctor beforehand to make sure that they're okay, they spend much more money on the back end by showing up in emergency rooms. So while you do need the upfront costs over the long term, universal coverage is a way to save money.
We're talking with Larry Haas, former spokesman for the Clinton White House Budget Office. And Larry, during the campaign, you mentioned, given the economic crisis as it was growing at that point, and just what President Obama hoped to do, that he probably would have to raise taxes on more than those making more than $250,000. And that's the group that he's targeting in this budget. But as you look at the financial landscape now, what do you think will be necessary for him to try and even out the books?
Well, look, this is a very good start. It puts us on, it puts us at least in the right direction, puts us on the right path. Having said that, we're going to have to come back for, you know, several more bites of the apple. And, you know, I think to be very open about this, we're going to have to look more seriously at all different aspects of the spending side of the budget. And, yes, we will have to look at the revenue picture beyond imposing more taxes on just those who make over $250,000. Now, of course, you know, middle and lower income people have had a hard time in recent years. They've had stagnant incomes. Other costs are going up, and they're getting squeezed. So we have to be sensitive to that. But is it the case that the sacrifice in the future may have to be shared a little bit more widely than the president proposes in his kind of down payment budget? Yes, absolutely.
Last 30 seconds here, Larry, real quickly, in your most recent column, you talk about when it comes to keeping spending in check, it's really more the job of the Congress than the president. Explain what you meant by that.
Well, there's a proposal out there, a series of proposals, to create a budget commission. That is to kind of take the issue away from Congress, create a commission of wise individuals who would come up with some sort of a plan and then bring it back to Congress, and Congress would simply vote on it. First of all, there's no guarantee that a private commission would have an easier time than Congress. History, in fact, suggests otherwise. But more importantly, I'm offended by the idea because, frankly, when it comes to these key issues, we shouldn't subcontract them out to a body that no one was elected to. We should insist that Congress itself take on these issues, and there's no bigger issue on the domestic side right now facing the country than our long-term deficits that we face.
Larry, unfortunately, that needs to be the last word. Thanks, as always, for your time.
Nice to be here, Greg.
Larry Haas, former spokesman for the Clinton White House Budget Office, former communications director for then-Vice President Al Gore. This is Dateline Washington.